dogs cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Bye. Good morning, everyone. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and I am DJ Bloomerang, and sitting next to me is...
Bridge.
DJ Bridge. And this is our last WMFO show as college freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a little... You know what? We both finished up last night. We had our last computer science final of freshman year. Maybe ever. Not. We're both a little unclear. That was a conversation we had right before the test began. But yeah, we finished our freshman year. How does it feel?
It's weird. I feel like with finals, I'm never ready for the end of school because I'm so focused mm-hmm. on studying for my finals, and I feel like I have so much to do that I don't really comprehend that I'm leaving for 4 months and I like that school is actually over until last night at 9 p.m. when it's like, oh, what do I do now?
Yeah, yeah. I came back to my room and one of my friends is so cute. She had her last final last Friday, so she's just been hanging out for almost a week. And she's on the Ultimate Frisbee team here. And she had a friend on the team who this happened to a few years ago where the friend had one final on the first day in the morning and then she was done. And so that friend went to all of her friends' finals, and when they finished their last final, she like was there to meet them at the doors. And Jordan was like, oh my God, I was going to come meet you at the end, but you finished so quickly that I didn't know. And so they had a little thing for me at her room where they made a little sign that was like, congrats, grad. And then parentheses was like, a freshman year. And they made a little, what are those things called on New Year's that you blow into?
Party blower.
They made a party blower out of graph paper. It did not work, but it was the effort that counted. And then they were using a fidget spinner as decorations, where one of them just came out holding the fidget spinner and spinning it.
Wow.
Yeah. It was intense. It was fun. It was really fun. And I think they threw some shredded graph paper at me as confetti.
I was actually going to say that. When you said that the party blower didn't work, I was like, well, I know one thing graph paper can work as. After my final, I went to the library.
Why?
Just to say goodbye to all the people who were studying there. Because I don't think I'll see them today. I'm leaving this afternoon, so that's like I have a fairly busy morning because I haven't packed anything up.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So I went and like said goodbye to all of them. Also because it's on the way. Like
yeah, see, I was going to make a stopover at the library. I literally walked to the library to say goodbye, like to just talk to them. And I was like, no, I don't want to rub it in their faces that I'm done.
Yeah.
When I didn't have, like, because I'm going to see, like, I'm here. I'm going to keep seeing them. So I didn't stop by.
Yeah. I figured.
It was a high stress environment.
It was.
Yeah.
And I walked in and they did ask, like, why are you here? And I was like, so I could say goodbye. And so then they weren't mad at that.
Good.
But, I stayed for a little bit just, like, on my phone.
Yeah.
Scrolling through Instagram, relaxing as they're all studying. And then when they started to take a break, I was like, okay, hugs all around.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was convenient. It was on the way.
I went home, and after our little celebration, oh my goodness, embarrassing moment of the day, the week for me, I get this weird text message that's like, hey, give me a call. I want to make sure you're all set, with this little smiley face. And I'm like, and it's from an unknown number. I have no idea who it's from.
Okay.
So I text back, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I think you have the wrong number. And I was like, who are you trying to text? And the person just responds, Elizabeth. And I was like, oh no. And so I was like, who is this? It was my boss for this summer.
Oh.
And I did not have her number. And we had just talked on the phone this weekend and I hadn't saved her number. And so I was so embarrassed. I called. I was like, I'm so sorry. She goes, I told you to save my number.
Ooh,
and then
called out.
I know. And then we end up like really getting along. And I think she's going to be so fun to work with. But I was very embarrassed. And then I went upstairs with two of my friends and we watched the first Harry Potter movie.
Very nice.
Yeah. And vegged out.
Oh, that's like last week. Last week I was in Elizabeth's room studying for something,
mm-hmm.
and I got a text from a number like,
yep.
"Can either it was a group chat, and it was like, can either of you give me a ride home?" And like explaining,
yeah,
like, oh, my parents aren't able to come up, and my train ticket got changed around, so like, and in the group, it's me and this one other girl who also goes to school in Boston, who was my friend from high school. But I didn't have the original person's number, and I didn't want to text and ask because they obviously knew it was me, and I knew who the other person was. So then I was gonna ask the girl, but then she also didn't have the original sender's number. But then it turns out it was my friend Karen. So
very nice.
It all worked
nice.
Out. I don't know why. And then I did, in fact, I had a contact for her. And I had just switched. I had put the number in wrong, which is why I didn't have
it. Which is such a good segue, because back to our show. We are doing a summer theme today. And switching the numbers makes me think about our discrete math final. We learned about transposition, where you can check it, like how they check digit on credit cards and UPC codes. And our discrete math and computer science teacher is probably listening to our broadcast this morning.
Hi Lainey.
And we are very excited that we have a known listener. It always makes us a little more nervous on the edge of our seats. And she has requested a song. So in the summer vein, this is kind of what we based our show around, is this first recommendation and the fact that we're done with school and it's summertime for us. Here is Vacation by the Goo Goos.
A little bit of rock and roll. just can't deny it. Don't act like you don't like it. The mess you make me, don't recognize who I've been lately. You got me flying straight through the roof.
That was Summertime by the Mowglis. And before that, we had Vacation by the Go-Go's. When I first originally was about to say the name, I thought the Goo Goo Dolls, so I said the Goo Goos. I know that is wrong. There was only one O. However, it is Vacation by the Go-Go's. And then preceding that, we had Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams as our usual classic rock headed off.
Yes.
So, keeping in our summer vein,
yeah.
We are going to now play a song called Pencil Thin Mustache by Jimmy Buffett, which, if anyone out there knows Jimmy Buffett, we've had a few of the Jimmy Buffett's songs on our show. We currently have three in the playlist because Bridget texted me her recommendation last night, and there were three that she wanted to play. I'm just going to tell you the titles because...
I said choose one of three. I didn't like, we aren't going to have a Jimmy Buffett block.
No. But there are three awesome titles, and I know which one I wanted to play based on the name, but we've come to choose a different one. She texted me, Fins, Pencil Thin Mustache, and Cheeseburger in Paradise. And I wanted to play Cheeseburger in Paradise solely based on name merit alone. However, after hearing Bridget give me a few of the her renditions of the songs, we've decided to go with Pencil Thin Mustache. So here it is.
Now they make new movies in old black and white, with happy endings where nobody fights. So if you find yourself in that nostalgic rage, honey, jump right up and show your age. I wish I had a pencil thin mustache, the Boston blackie kind, two-tone Ricky Ricardo jacket, and an is to then it's Bandstand, Disneyland, Grove. be. That's why I wish I had a pencil thin mustache, the Boston Blackie kind, a two-tone Ricky Ricardo jacket, and an autographed picture of Andy Devine. Oh, I could be anyone I wanted to be. Maybe Swaver or Flynn or the Sheik of Araby. If I only had a pencil thin mustache, then I could do some cruising too. Yeah, Brill Cream, a little dab will do you. Oh, I could do some cruising too.
Okay, School's Out for the summer.
That was School's Out by Alice Cooper. And before that, we had Pencil Thin Mustache by Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you, I did not realize that Alice Cooper was a man for a long time. I think I found out maybe when I was like, I don't know, 12, and we were listening in the car, and they said something like, and this is such and such by Alice Cooper. And then a man started headbanger rocking, and I was like, this is not a woman named Alice Cooper. That was my...
I can't say I was aware of any artists at the age of 12. Just because, like...
Except Justin Bieber?
No. My cousin was very into Justin
really?
Bieber.
Oh, really? I was not a Justin Bieber fan.
No, it was more of just any music I would listen to would be from the radio or CDs.
Mm-hmm.
So once I got my own computer, and then I would choose songs, and I would I would read the artist's name and see it and start to pair the artist with the song. Mm-hmm. Then I would associate certain artists. But until then, it was kind of just random, and it didn't really matter to me because, I guess if I was listening to CDs, I'd know who it was because it was obviously a CD of all their songs. But if I was just listening to the radio, I would have no way of knowing. And since I didn't have a computer, so if I liked the song, it's not like I would look it up and find the artist, listen to more by them.
I would
just hear the one song and then it'd be done. So.
Speaking of CDs, I remember, I don't know if you and your sisters, Bridget has two sisters, I don't know if you and your sisters had this at home, but if there was something you guys fought over, there was one thing that everyone wanted to use. Did you have that?
We had something that I would fight over with my little sister, but it was not really a matter of everyone wanting to use it. But go, tell your story
first,
and then I'll get into it.
So our thing was, we had a very old CD player. Mm. We only had one CD player. And we had a huge collection of CDs when I was little. And I would always go into and we kept them in the basement. And our basement is very gross. It's just we used to flood a lot in my house. So it's unfinished now because it used to be a finished basement and then it flooded and ruined everything. And so I do not like going in the basement. But I would always go in the basement and pick out my CDs for the week. And then I would take the CD player and put it in my room so I could listen to the CDs whenever I wanted. And then I would get home from school and the CD player would be gone because my brother had taken it to go listen to his CDs for the week. And it would be we would never address the fact that someone was stealing the CD player. It would just be we would each take it out of each other's rooms.
Hmm.
And you never knew if it was going to be in your room or if it was going to be mine or his. And I would just come home from school and be like, all right, he took it. I'd go sneak down the hall if he was listening. I would wait until I'd hear him go to the bathroom, run in, snatch it. And then I would use it. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, we didn't have, not a CD player. I can think of a couple things. I'm trying to think. I don't know. I get along well with my older sister. My younger sister and I sometimes get in some tiffs.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know why. The first thing that came into my mind when you said something that you always fought over.
Yeah.
There was this giant stuffed rabbit that we had.
Oh, my.
Let me tell you. So, when I was little, I don't know how old I was, we went to an Easter egg hunt. And so you went around, found Easter eggs. Most of them had little things, candy. But then there were some big prizes overall, like a giant stuffed rabbit. And so there were certain eggs that just had slips of paper you want a big prize. So I went around and I got it, and we didn't open up the Easter eggs until the end. So I went around collecting my Easter eggs.
Yes.
And my little sister, I guess she was young enough at the time that she wasn't good at finding Easter, she wasn't able to do it because she was too young. So my older sister and I were running around getting a bunch of eggs, and my little sister wasn't able to find any, and so then she was getting upset because she didn't see any, she didn't have any eggs, she wanted some. So my mother came and just took eggs out of, and she did it willingly, and I didn't, I let her take the eggs. I didn't really care. It's just some candy.
Yeah.
So she came, took the eggs out of took some of my eggs out of the basket and put it into Mora's basket to appease Mora.
Yeah.
The problem is one of those eggs had the grand prize for the giant stuffed bunny. And, so then we had it, and Mora technically won it, but I
had found the clue.
I had found it, so I thought it was mine. So that it, for the most part, she had her stuff, I had my stuff. I didn't try to take her stuff.
Yeah.
But I thought I still think it's mine. Although now
to this day, be honest with me, Bridget, did this happen 2 weeks ago on April 1st at Easter time?
No, because that'd be really sad if a 16-year-old cannot find Easter eggs and is getting upset. Like, no, more I was young. So, you know, although now the bunny, we've both gotten past it because the bunny has been given to my dog as a toy. She really loves it. She, like, she'll bring it.
Is that the thing you're most excited for when you get home today, seeing your dog?
Yes. Yeah, probably. Because I've seen my family pretty, like, I've seen them recently.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen them in a while, but they did come up and visit. My dog didn't come, so.
No surprise.
No, she could have come.
Oh, okay.
There was, I had a track meet last week or 2 weeks ago, and I texted my mom. Oh, because my mom, I think I told you this story. They had all the parent, the meet was NESCAC, so it's our conference meet. They had all the parents like send in videos, just like wishing their athletes good luck. And so my mom sent in a video of my dog wearing a t-shirt and was like, "Go Jumbos," in the video. So afterwards I texted her, "Thank you so much for the video. Can't wait to see you tomorrow," because she was coming up to the meet. And I was like, and then I said, "Feel free to bring Clover with you." And she did not, but she could have. My dog's good. My dog loves the car.
All right.
It might not have been completely, like, it would have been a long day to bring the dog the entire time, but I think she could have brought it.
All right. But. All right. We're going to continue with some music with California Girls by the Beach Boys.
Beach. Up on the roof, out on the street, down in the playground, the hot girl. tax man's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home, blazing on a sunny afternoon. And I can't sail my yacht, he's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime. My girlfriend's run up with my car, I'm gone back to her. Some cruelty. Now I'm sitting here, sipping at my ice cold beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon.
Sunny Afternoon by the Kinks, Rockaway Beach by the Ramones, and California Girls by the Beach Boys. All continuing our summer theme.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have been listening to a lot of music these past few days just while I've been studying. I find that I need to be either really, really, really quiet, like a pin could drop, or I need to have some good study music because it's hard for me to focus when there are just like a few conversations around me happening, which I've been putting myself in that position quite a bit frequently during the study thing for finals, where I've been in the library and a few of my friends are all there and they're like chit-chatting and I have to focus. So because I've been listening to a lot of music, I've also been asking for a lot of recommendations. And my friend Jordan, who finished her last final on Friday, has been putting together a playlist of songs that sound similar. And when I got home from my test on Monday, she was like, okay, I have to play these two songs for you. And she started playing a song, and as soon as it started, I said, oh, this is such and such song. She goes, no, right though? And they sound very similar. So I'm gonna play you two songs, one right after the other, that Jordan and I thought sounded very similar. Now, if you have any songs that you know that you think sound similar and you'd like to call in and hear them played on the radio, you can give us a call at a number that has been... Oh, at 855-915-WMFO. They've changed our placement of the phone number. Sorry, everyone. All right.
You mean you don't have it memorized? Gasp.
Yeah. So this is Pitch by...
You can also Skype us. Continue. Oh, we don't know.
Please
don't
Skype me.
We don't know how to do that, but...
We have not been trained in on the Skype. Just phone call.
But you could hypothetically.
You could. And you could see us sitting at our chairs together, facing each other like normal DJs would do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is Pitch by Brother Camo and Hurricane from Hamilton.
Show you what heaven looks like. I wanna show you what heaven looks like. Cause I've seen it before. Down the stairs, as it was, thought it wasn't. Sad it found you and I. Broken down and sore. There was a golden rise of passes through. But the pain is more. It's what the pain is for, but it costs to grow. Soar, soar. Woo!
of a hurricane, there is quiet for just a moment. A yellow sky. When I was 17, a hurricane destroyed my town. I didn't drown, I couldn't seem to die. I wrote my way out, wrote everything down far as I could see. I wrote my way out, I looked up and the town had its eyes on me. They passed a plate around, and total strangers moved to kindness by my story. Raised enough for me to book passage on a ship that was New York bound. I wrote my way out of hell, I wrote my way to revolution. I was louder than the crack in the bell. I wrote Eliza love letters until she fell. I wrote about the Constitution and defended it well. And in the face of ignorance and resistance, I wrote financial systems into existence. And when my prayers to God were met with indifference, I picked up a pen, I wrote my own deliverance. In the eye of a hurricane, there is quiet for just a moment. A yellow sky. I was 12 when my mother died. She was holding me. We were sick and she was holding me. I couldn't seem to die.
Wait for it.
I'll write my way out. Write everything down far as I can see.
History has its own.
I'll write my way out. Overwhelm them with honesty. This is the eye of the hurricane. This is the only way I can protect my legacy.
So, those two songs. I found that the piano that underlies both of the songs is very similar to the extent that I get them confused when Jordan plays them for me. So that was Pitch by Brother Kamau and Hurricane from Hamilton. Now we are going to listen to Escape, the Pina Colada song, A Bridged Request. Here we are.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like piña colada, my lady, I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad, and though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Red tape at a bar called O'Malley's, where we're place. I knew a smile in an instant. I knew the curve of her face. It was my own lovely lady. And she said, oh, it's you. Then we laughed for a moment. And I said, I never knew that you like piña colada.
Talking about America, heading to the wishing well. We've reached our last resort. I turned to him, said, man, help me out. I fear I'm on an island in an ocean full of change. Can't bring myself to dive into an ocean full of change. Am I losing touch? Am I losing touch now? He said, what a terrible time to be alive if you're prone to overthinking it. Why, what a terrible time to be alive if you're prone to second guessing it. Kid in turns to dream about the lottery and what we might have done if we had entered and had won it. We're each convinced that nothing would have changed. But if this were the case, why is it a conversation anyway? Are we losing touch? Are we losing touch now? He said, why, what a terrible time to be alive.